a word for you from Luke chapter 1, verse 18. And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." He has just heard the wonderful glad tidings, the announcement of the fulfillment of his prayers, even though he and his wife Elizabeth had prayed these prayers for a child many, many years ago. God remembered this. And here Zechariah, the chosen one to enter the temple, is hearing these glorious glad tidings from God via this angel. But here we see a response, very human we might say, but a response that made God angry. And he inspired his angel Gabriel to punish Zechariah. And we need to be cautious. Although we are speaking at this time of Christmas about the good news and the wonderful things about the Savior, in the midst of this, there is the human wicked side to Zechariah, which caused him to be silenced by God. And his interference with God's work, or through his disbelief, he tried to interfere, you could say. And he asks a question. "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." Well, how human, we might say, how natural, because this is a fact. It is true that he's an old man. It is true that his wife is advanced in years. But this was not the time to bring up the so-called fact, because your facts, so-called facts, can interfere with God's work. Gabriel answers and rebuffs him with this, "I stand in the presence of God." He ignores the so-called fact of Zechariah completely. And he says, "I stand in the presence of God." You stand in the presence of your own mental judgment, what you think is correct. I stand, though, in the presence of God. Are you standing in the presence of what you can work out, your own facts? Or are you standing in the presence of God, where you can see the supernatural, where God is able to bring about that which is impossible? Or are you just standing in the light of your own mental prowess, your own ability to think? Don't let your facts interfere with God. Let Him interfere with you.